time now for the Tops Wine of the Week. And once again, Eamon Darling from Tops at Lifestyle is with me in the studio. And today he has with him a rather gorgeous looking award-winning bottle of Stellenzicht Thunderstone Red circa 2019. So 5 years of aging already in this blend of Cinsault, Syrah and Cab Sav. Wow, Eamon, welcome. This one looks good.
Thanks, Dave. Dave, this is a superb wine. It's one of my favorites at the moment, especially this 2019 vintage. We've managed to secure quite a lot of stock, so I thought it was good to get it. For anybody that's out there that likes that particular style or this particular blend, with that blend that's in there, that Cinsault Shiraz Cab, it's absolutely delicious. You have to taste it to know what's in that bottle. It's absolutely stunning. And for a 2019, it's unbelievable. It's tasting, it's drinking so nicely now at the moment.
And clearly John Platter agrees with you all the way, because it won a Platter Award this year. And and another award on the bottle is Wine Mag 91. I'm not familiar with it, but it looks proper. So I presume it's won two awards
from Wine Magazine as well. Yes, it's actually very, very good. I've already got 91 points out of 100. So
wow,
you can't go wrong with that.
That sounds like exceptional. So what are we talking about? Well, apparently it's a delicate perfume and intricate aromatics that you'll find as soon as you pop the cork. Prominent red berry fruits, cherries and savory spices. The palate, they say, is medium bodied, brimming with freshness and juicy red fruits, with hints of sweet spice and lacy tannins giving this wine a soft finish. So I would suggest that the best way to verify that would be to do what you do so well, Eamon. That's to just open a bottle and Dave, let's have a splash. Yeah. Let's have an opportunity to taste this wine. And, it's an extraordinary thing that we get a chance every week to bring you a first-hand account, shall we say, and an honest, purely based on personal choice. And that's what taste is all about. You can have a magnificent pedigree, but it might not be quite too, you know, who knows. I'll give you an honest opinion, and if I'm extraordinarily silent on the subject, you'll know, because I prefer not to say anything absolutely nasty and awful. I just think that there's just silence speaks volumes. But
it does, Dave.
But I think today I just have an idea, because I'm looking at the way that the beautiful, you know, the cork is just smoothly sliding, and there is the pop. That's a real cork in a real bottle. It's a beautiful looking label. It's a gorgeous looking wine, which is being poured as we speak, and the color is, oh yeah, it is almost, it's almost aubergine colored. I mean, this is, you know, they talk about ruby and garnet. I suppose in a sense,
that's what you're looking at.
Ruby,
Dave,
and garnet. Yeah.
Ruby and garnet.
It is beautiful, and it has legs. Just looking at the swirl, but the real thing is, how does it?
And a female winemaker here, Dave.
Oh, that delicate perfume and intricate aromatics. There it is.
Larey Hughes, winemaker there. And we were talking about the label, Dave. If you look at the label, you'll see a beautiful dragonfly on it.
Oh yes, it is. It's very pretty.
And apparently the farm goes back to the early middle 16th century. So it's been around for a long time. Rejuvenated back in, I think, around 2017. And the thing about the farm is the soils, they're very stony soils at the farm. And the guys were there and, you know, rejuvenating vineyards and all that. They came across all these small little sharp objects, stones-like things on the thing, and apparently there were parts of stone axes.
Wow.
That date back to the Stone Age.
Well, clearly a very, very long settled piece of real estate.
Yes, that's there.
And then I have just dipped into this because I couldn't resist. You know, I'm a bit of a red wine fan, I've got to admit. And oh, man.
Just
all day long. This is a wine to spark new friendships and rekindle old ones, and many long nights around a braai fire or a fire pit, or just sitting out on the patio looking at the sea. Oh man,
it's just so soft, isn't it?
Oh, it is gorgeous. And they say, well, look, the grapes are hand-harvested in the morning. Approximately 30% of the Shiraz grapes are either whole bunch fermented or co-fermented, with some added whole bunches, and the Cabernet Sauvignon and the Cinsault remains whole berry ferments. It obviously all works extraordinarily well because, well,
three components put together, Dave, after they've fermented them. And as our guests that we had last week, we had the viticulturist who looks after the vineyards, and then you got the winemaker, then the cellar, then between the pair of them, they will decide on what goes into which blend. And I think with this particular blend that they've got here, I think it's absolutely stunning. I actually love this wine.
I was preparing for a silence, you know, because one wants to.
Yes.
I can't tell you how delicious this wine is, folks. All I can do is have another sip, and hopefully the joy radiates through the airwaves. It is gorgeous.
It is. And I loved it when I first tasted it a couple of months back, and I chose it as my wine at my table because of not just of the blend that's in it, the little story behind the label, why the dragonfly is there as well, and for the price as well.
I was a little scared to ask, because I would, with the two awards proudly displayed on the bottle, and this quite clearly is a superior wine. What are we talking about price wise?
Dave, R169 a bottle.
Ah, wow!
For a 2019,
that is music to my ears, because look, it's not plonk. It is you gets what you pays for, but that is beautifully priced. At that price point, you're drinking, in a sense, I think, that heritage and culture, and all of the fine crafting that's gone into it is immediately apparent.
It's there,
but there's no sharp edges to it at all. You know, sometimes there's a bit of a tannin buzz going on somewhere, or a very dry, your tongue, you know, needs to go into rehab. This is just superb.
You'd expect the Shiraz to do that, Dave, and then the Cabernet to just give that a little bit more dryness, but the Shiraz there and the Cab blend together with the Cinsault, just that structure there just breaks it down. That Cinsault just smooths out those two varietals there.
And I would imagine that it would pair excellently with a red meat dish of some description, robust oxtail or something like that.
Oxtail, as you said, Dave, or as we're known in Belito for our lifestyle, for braais, perfect before and after the braai.
A good tomahawk on the
the tomahawk will cost more than the wine, I think.
Okay, so a boerewors, a hamburger patty.
It's very versatile wine. This, even if you had it with, a lot of people say fish with or red wine with chicken. I think a nice spicy chicken, grilled chicken, perfect.
You know, without wanting to sound like a Philistine, I would imagine that it would bring out the best in just about anything. Mm-hmm. Really and truly, it's that kind of wine. It's enjoyable on its own, thoroughly enjoyable. But I would imagine that, as good wines do, they enhance the dining experience as well tremendously. And this one would be right up there, I would imagine, with the best of the best. And at just $169. It's a definite winner for the Christmas table, folks.
That's it.
Don't delay. I know you've got a good supply in at the moment, but it's going to fly.
It's going to go, Dave. It's not going to last long because it's selling like hotcakes. I think we've gone through, in the last 2 months, around 60 cases.
Wow.
60 cases.
Well, there it is. You have been warned, folks, that if you delay, you may miss out. And I would love you not to. It's such a good wine. It's the Stellenzicht 2019 Thunderstone Red. It is a blend of Cinsault, Syrah, and Cabernet Sauvignon. It is a double award winner. It's highly recommended by Eamon Darling, who knows his wines, and he's in Tops at Lifestyle for you to confer with. And to, I don't suppose this is going to be on your regular tasting schedule, because it's just too good for that.
It's too good for us, Dave. Yes, I think I'd probably end up drinking the bottle before our customers come to taste it.
But if you pop along, is the competition still on? I think it might just be.
Dave, our competition for that lovely Venter trailer at the front there, and all that alcohol that's in there, that total prize value of 30,000 finishes this weekend.
So you've got a couple of days. Like this weekend means you've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, huh?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday it'll finish, and then next week we'll do the draw live on radio.
Wonderful. So buy a couple of bottles of the Stellan's Thunderstone Red, and you are then in it to win it. Simple as that. Double winner. Marvelous. And what else is, before we wrap up, on the mind?
Well, Dave, we got our first source is a couple of weeks away, but it's the 5th of December. And it'll be our last one for this year at the studios. Everybody knows where the studios are in the gallery. And we'll be finishing off this year with MCCs.
Okay.
With sparkling. So you'll be able to taste, see what you want to order for Christmas.
Wonderful. Of course, the word champagne is limited to a region, not a bubbly. But the MCC Method Cup Classique is exactly the way that the champenoise is very similar in the sense that it's all made in the bottle.
That's it, Dave. All fermented in a bottle.
Beautiful stuff. So once again, Eamon, thank you so much.
Thanks
this has
again,
been
Dave.
A lovely edition of the Wine of the Week from Tops at Lifestyle, and we look forward to your company again in a week's time.
Yes, Dave, thanks very much indeed, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. The afternoon show continues.